does film singing compare with devotional singing? What are the differences do you see in both these genres?
Before I answer this, I would like to say that not only in South Indian films and even in North Indian languages, apart from Hindi films, and I made a very big mark in Gujarati film industry and Oriya film industry in particular. For about, say, almost 10 to 12 years, I was number one female singer in Oriya films. And I had worked with all the Gujarati music directors. In fact, I won the state awards also as the best Gujarati singer and as the best Oriya singer from those states. And so I was very comfortable doing all these languages also, like apart from Hindi and Marathi, singing songs in Gujarati, Oriya, Bengali and Haryani, Bhojpuri, Rajasthani and things like that. And coming back to your question, devotional, you know, there's one major difference is at least as a playback singer singing for films, you don't have a sort of an absolute freedom or right to express. So you sometimes you have to deliver what is expected of you and what is just given to you and what is taught to you. Whereas in the field of recording devotional music, and we can have a choice, like, you know, you can sort of opt for a particular composer and you can sometimes get the songs the way you want them to be composed. Say in any particular raga, if you want to sing a song, then you can make a request and get it done. So that much of freedom is there. And not only that, even scale-wise, musically speaking, scale-wise, and you can choose your comfortable scale and sing the devotional songs. Whereas in film music, sometimes, you know, they are fixed in a particular scale and they want it to be recorded in that particular scale, so you don't have much of an option.
One thing that nobody can deny when they listen to your music, no matter what language it is in, is your clarity, your pronunciation, and your nativity in these languages. How many languages do you really speak, and how do you manage such fluency when it comes to singing in the languages that you don't?
I hardly speak, say, 4 to 5 languages sort of comfortably. But other languages where I'm not that fluent in, say, in speaking or writing and things like that. And I pick up, you know, my observation is very good, my grasp is very good. So I observe and I sort of get the correct intonation and the accent and the native way of pronouncing. So music directors have been very, very happy with me, the way I work, the way I grasp the language and deliver the goods. So they have been very, very happy and I've had no complaints. Because I'm very particular. There is a sort of saying, every letter has its weight. You know how much you need to stress a particular letter when you are singing. That's very, very important. Like in Hindi they say, har akshar ka vazan hota hai. So you have to be very, very careful about it, and you should neither overstress a particular letter nor understress. So you have to be alert. And playback singers are expected to be very fast in grasping and good in pronouncing. And one has to be. As far as, you know, I'm concerned, I have been lucky to have traveled extensively all over India. So, states are not new to me. So, I'm very, very comfortable whether it's in Gujarat or Rajasthan or Bengal or Kerala or Andhra or Karnataka, because I have traveled extensively to give concerts and I moved with the local people, so I have observed the accent and intonation. So I got it. Not only that, apart from all these things, I have a very strong liking to do things in the perfect way, you know. So I don't spare any efforts to learn. And in the as far as languages that you don't know, when it comes to working in those languages, you are briefed about the situation fully by the director and the music director, and they're explained thoroughly about what kind of expressions you are expected to come out with. So one shouldn't have a problem, and I take a lot of care. And most of the songs, even in the languages I'm not comfortable with or I don't know much about, but as far as my songs are concerned, I know the, I try to get the meaning of each and every word, and I try to get the expressions correct.
It must be difficult to be a perfectionist sometimes when what is very immediately and easily accepted is mediocrity. How do you handle people who will settle for mediocrity?
Really, a very sad state of affairs. Actually, you know, you really feel hurt about the whole thing. That here is someone who's toiling so much to get things, you know, in the perfect order, and sometimes such mediocre things are not only being accepted, and they are appreciated and glorified also. So one feels hurt about it. Then it's a way of life. One can't help it.
It is, but I think it must still be an immense satisfaction for an artist like yourself to know that you have given it your full, whether that was expected of you or not. You know, although people would have been only too happy to even get, you know, something substandard and as you say, glorify it. You feel that you have to give your best to every song. Is that how you feel?
That's what Vasant Desaji taught me. You know, in Hindi, he used to tell me, "Kaam kaam hota hai, kaam mein koi chota bada nahi." That means, no, work is work. There's nothing small or big about it. And work is worship. So approach it with humility and work with lot of commitment and involvement and sincerity. And that is how I have been approaching my work, that is my music, all these years. And I have absolutely no doubt that God has rewarded me really in a very big way by, you know, giving me such wonderful music lovers from all over the world, who know the value of good music. They have always appreciated me. I'm really fortunate.
Oh, we are fortunate too to have you, because, I mean, you typify excellence in many ways that has become a rarity these days in film music. And this leads me on to my next question to you. How has the film music scene changed today, for better and for worse, since the day you made your debut 3 or 4 decades ago?
Hardly 2 days ago, I was just watching an interview of one of the film songwriters here in Madras, where he was expressing that those days, the words used to be prominent, and the orchestra level used to just, which was meant to accompany the main voice, it was sort of, no, it was subdued, like, you know. So wherever it was necessary, it used to enhance the main voice, but never disturb. But nowadays, the words and the volume of the orchestra is more, and the words are drowned, and one could hardly hear the main voice. So the trend has changed. So I don't have to say much about it, and this is the opinion of everyone, not only me, and all the good singers, you know, who feel about it. So ultimately, a song is a song and becomes a good song only when you understand the words and the feeling behind it. So words and the clarity is very, very important.
How is your classical training in both Carnatic and Hindustani helped you and aided you in getting the best out of your film music songs?
And as I was telling you, training in classical music, be it South, Carnatic or Hindustani, is definitely a great help to any playback singer. Anyone, for that matter, who wants to sing in films. Because, to just give you an example, supposing you are given a composition in Raga Kalyani, similar to raga yaman in Hindustani system. Unless until you know the color of the raga, the formation of the raga, how are you going to sort of sing it comfortably? Supposing a person just without any background or training in the classical music, and he may come out with rang prayogas, you know, the way sort of he sings, he or she sings the raga. So if you have had training in these systems, it would help you to sing it the correct way, so that no one can sort of pinpoint any flaw in the way the raga has been handled. So that way it's a great help.
Talking about, yes, talking about the influence of classical training, music training on one's music and one's singing, I am reminded of your exemplary album, Geetha Govindam.
It's one of my favorite albums.
And it is brilliantly done. Your Sanskrit pronunciation is spotless. And are you planning, because I believe Geetha Govindam was a selection of Ashtapadis, and are you planning on doing a few more of those in the future?
I definitely have plans. Even the other day, the composer called me from Bhuvaneshwar, and I believe he's ready with the next 8 songs, and I really want to do them. The next 8 songs, 8 I have recorded, and the next set of songs I want to record. And when you talked about the pronunciation of Sanskrit and that, you know, I want to tell you, I went to Bhuvaneshwar, sat with a scholar for almost 3 days to sort of get briefed about all these Ashtapadis, to go deep into the feel of it, you know, there's the meaning of every song and pronunciation and the scanning, where in the letter has to be overstayed, so understand how to split the word and where to join and things like that. So I didn't spare any efforts on that. So I'm very, very happy with that.
I'm sure I'm expressing this to you, and I'm sure there is a chorus that joins me, unheard, invisible at the moment, but definitely out there in the whole large world, wondering what it might take to bring you back to film playback singing, because you have either withdrawn or cut down your assignments significantly. The last film outing you had was for Neela with Vijay Bhaskar.
Yes.
And after that, there has been no Vani Jayaram, and there is a huge thirst out there for Vani Jayaram in film music. How are you going to quench this?
Well, that's up to the industry and the music directors, and because I'm busy with my concerts and private song recordings and things like that. But as far as film music is concerned, there should be something really challenging, like the songs I had in Neela. That was a very, very interesting assignment, and they gave me such a big challenge, you know. And so something challenging happens, and I'll be very, very happy to do. I mean, there is no sort of, you know, I haven't been refusing, and I'm all open. So
no, I'm absolutely sort of, I'm not a commercial person at all, and I'm reminded of another thing. Even last Diwali, I recorded a beautiful song for one of the Tamil films, and I think it was for Nanda. Music was by Sivan Shankar Raja, and I was singing that number up to 12:30 in the night, and everyone felt so happy, including the songwriter, Pulamai Pittan sir, and he was absolutely thrilled with the result and all that. We all went home happy. And then I came to know that the song was not there in the movie, and I wasn't even informed about it. And that is how the industry works now.
I won't sort of, I won't make such sweeping statements like, you know, there are no challenging. There are. Composers are still capable of, and there are some very talented composers. Like, no one can deny that. The thing is, the whole scene has changed, you know, the story and the treatment, everything. So there is hardly any scope, and I am not at all reluctant. From my side, you know, there is absolutely no reluctance.
We should thank you all, thank you from all our hearts and was wonderful conversation. It's been great talking to you and hearing your views on your music and your career and generally sharing with us so many interesting details of your music history. Thank you very, very much from the bottom of our hearts.
Thank you so much, Amin, for this lovely opportunity, and my best wishes to you and all our music lovers. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Namaste, Aniji.